Can you do the sound of the horn just my pipes?
Just to save your pipes, your sweet pipers.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Meh.
I immediately regret asking you to do that. That's the sound of the horn, I guess.
Oh, come on. I've never... You put me on the spot for it. Don't insult me in the Vivid Seats studio.
I didn't insult you in the Vivid Seats
studio. Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats. Won't you please mention us in your tweets?
Oh, my God.
I just came up with that. But you may have thought that I workshopped that all night.
That was great. I didn't know where you were going.
Vivid Seats.
Vivid Seats.
Won't you please mention us in your tweets?
Like, it's great. All right, so, hey, welcome to the Legendary Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Wild. Chris... Kawild, Chris Kawhi Leonard for 43, Wild. With me, as always, is Big John Studd, Burbank, Hank, Henry, Divin, everybody. Toot, toot. Tooting his own horn, because why not? When Kawhi Leonard scores 43 points.
Good gravy, man.
In 28 minutes.
29, but sure.
28 and change.
Sure.
Under 29 in three quarters, really less than, because he'll play all three quarters. 43 piece McNugget. Dip it in. I like to dip my nuggets in honey mustard.
Ooh, really?
You're a ranch barbecue.
Barbecue.
Hey.
Barbecue guy.
It takes all kinds, Clipper Nation.
It really does.
So look, it was a great, much needed, I think, for the fans, not necessarily the team, for the fans. The fans, even though in Staples Center we're 19-4, we've only lost four times in front of these fans.
Sure.
These fickle-dickle fans.
Sure.
But the fans needed a home Clipper blowout W versus a crappy team.
Oh, I wanted
and
one.
And we got one.
I wanted one as well. I mean, I'm not quite as nervous as the average Clippers fan. Certainly no one is on the planet as nervous as the average Clippers fan. But I wanted to see a big, fat blowout. And frankly, the 103-128 score does not really... show you what a blowout it was. I mean,
we beat them by a quarter of a century, 25.
Yes.
I mean, that's a blowout.
That's a lot. That's a nice big win.
It was great. And also, Kawhi Leonard sits out the entire fourth quarter with a 43 piece.
I mean,
come on.
They could have kept him in.
Well, I guess. So, yes, it's his Clipper high ever. Congratulations, Kawhi. That's your Clipper high. I was told. His career high is 45 points.
Oh, interesting.
And the great
wouldn't you have thought it was higher?
I would have. I would have thought for sure he would have gotten 50. The great Farbod pointed out he was open to get that tie for 45, and he passed to an open Landry Shamet, who hit the three.
Boom.
And he gave it all up because, honestly, Kawhi Leonard only cares about three things. Are you ready for this?
I want to hear it.
One. New Balance sneakers.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
Two, a team win.
Yes.
Three, I said New Balance sneakers?
Oh, boy.
Cornrows.
That's the third thing.
But he really only...
You forgot the third thing and you just riffed out the cornrows.
He's selfless.
He is selfless.
He doesn't care. He's not a stat stuffer. He's just that good. That his stats are stuff.
Well, yeah, he also had a really fun quote that I'm not going to... It's not really a quote because I can't remember the exact wording. It was
nutshell
basically...
Nutshell it.
His nutshell to the team was, let's just have fun.
Yes, enjoy the process.
Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process.
Okay, so good looking out, Burbank, Hank, Big John Studd. 41 down, 41 to go in the regular season. We are officially at the 50-yard line.
Truly.
Halfway there, but... Big John Studd Kawhi Leonard, not Big John Studd Burbank Hank.
No.
You both are both studs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Toot. He knows it's a long process, and they're halfway through the regular season, and the regular season matters not as much.
Not at all.
As the postseason. Look,
I'll say again,
if you don't get there.
Sure, and we definitely want to be in this top four seed situation, and dropping games against bad teams is a bad look.
It's such a logjam.
But that
from
said,
two to five.
We don't necessarily have what a lot of teams have in a home court advantage because we don't have the rowdiest fans in the NBA. Now, you get into postseason.
They get rowdy.
Clipper Nation. I'm back to the singular for Clipper Nation, by the way.
That was last show.
Clipper Nation does get rowdy.
Sure.
But I don't think the home court advantage means as much to us as it means to a lot of teams.
And look, at the Staples Center, we're 19-4, I think is what I said it was. That's great.
Yeah.
That is terrific.
It's real good. Home cooking.
Home sweet home cooking. So yeah, I
actually
get
20
it.
And four.
No, no, no. It's,
because
it's,
one of those was a Lakers game.
Yeah, I'm including that. It's, eight, it's 18 and four.
I wanted
and
that 420.
I know you. And we're going to get it. We're going to get it tomorrow night versus the Jerks, Orlando Magic.
Ugh.
So we're going to be 20 and four with our 420 club. But speaking of, I believe, the guys who coined the 420 club, and we call them the Four Horsemen, and that is Kawhi, Montrez, Paul, and Sweet Lou. Those four guys can each go for 20. Our sister podcast, as you call them, Locked On Clips.
Sure.
They put out a
shout out.
They put out a poll. Is this team fun to watch or something stupid?
Are you having fun watching this team?
And 51% said yes and 49% said no.
Right, but you understand the reason is people get people are anxious and nervous, and people really got the wrong idea about. I mean, literally everyone was saying it's going to take time for this team to gel.
They've only been healthy two games.
This team is on pace for a 56-win season, and people are forgetting that it takes time for teams to learn each other. They're new.
I would counter that. I think this team is on pace to get a 60-win season because we have five back-to-backs left this season. So that means Kawhi Leonard is, in a perfect world, only missing five games. That's it.
Yeah.
So that means, do the math, 41 minus 5 is 36. We have 36 games with Kawhi Leonard. And what's our record now, Hank?
What is our record right now?
At this exact moment.
You're talking about right now the Clippers record.
Yeah.
28 and 13.
28. So, look, all we got to do to get that elusive 60-win season is win 32. And I just told you, we've got so many Kawhi Leonard games, we're getting that 60-win season.
No, not to mention Paul George.
When do you think, when you look into your crystal ball, that he comes back? I think he goes on the road with them or meets them in the middle of this. I think it's a six-game roadie, and one of those road games is in Los Angeles.
I haven't really been tracking his progress or what this injury means, but I do think they're not going to rush him back in, and I think...
At the very least, he's back for that away at Elwood.
Yeah, I see that. I think that's an important game for us. I've said this before. I think that it's not just about standings and matchups and season records and all of that for breaking ties when it comes to home court. It's also about the Lakers are on this incredible winning tear. Yeah. And yet, there's no doubt in the back of their mind that they have this feeling of, yeah, but we can't beat the Clippers. And it doesn't matter how many teams, how many janky teams they beat. And even had a Lakers fan say to me, I was shooting a commercial this weekend, had a Lakers fan say to me, well, you know, it seems like the Clippers are only good at beating the Lakers. And I said, yeah, and also kind of seems like that's the only team we have to be good at beating.
Yeah, dude. And also,
are you worried about us being good about beating the Cavs? Because they're not who we're going to play in the Western Conference Finals.
And out of those 19 staples.
He wept softly.
Sure. And held onto his Baby Yoda plush.
And then he fired me. He was the director of the commercial.
I shouldn't have talked smack to him. I would have countered, were I you. Shut up! All right, so anyway. but I would have further said, out of those 19 Staples Center wins, two were versus the L word. So talk to me about the 17 wins, schmuck-faced
right,
Magoo.
And let's also talk about the fact that we've got this record and we're getting these wins that we're getting without Kawhi Leonard having to get 50 or 60. We had six players in double digits on this game.
I got to be honest, Clipper Nation.
And by the way, Patrick Beverley is darn close to averaging a triple-double the last several games.
Yes.
He's just like one stat or two stats away.
And Jerome Robinson came in last night, got the triple-single.
Sure.
It's one of my favorite jokes.
You know what? I know.
You coined triple single.
Triple single is a great NBA joke. Jerome Robinson had a nice little line. He got some rebounds. He got some assists. He got some points in 16 minutes. And we're happy for him. He is a player that
needs to come out of his shell.
He just is in his head. And every time he gets a chance to get stats,
you're looking at
better.
Last night's stats.
I am.
Talk to me about, pardon my language.
Oh, my. Here we go.
God damn it. What did Landry Shamet get?
Shamet looked all right. He got 12 points.
There you go. Double digits.
He got three assists. He got seven rebounds. That's what we want. We want stats from him. He had a nice line.
He's a tall two guard.
And played 26 minutes. Played 26 minutes, not 10 minutes.
Does it say how he was from three-point land?
No, I don't have that stat. I don't have that stat right here in front of me in Vivid Seat Studios.
I'm going to look that up on the other side of this great piece of audio that we're about to go to. Now, Tomer Azarli is great. He's been a guest on the show. He was a guest on Clipcast this past summer and did a wonderful job. I love Tomer Azarli. You should follow him at Tomer Azarli.
He's great. Very insightful Clippers reporter.
He's a great writer, and he has a great podcast where if you are like Big John Studd, Burbank Hank, you actually like both LA teams. Tomer does a podcast. I believe it's called Hollywood Hoops, but don't quote me. But Tomer, who's a beat writer for the Clippers, does a podcast with an L-word beat writer, and they just sit there and yell at each other about Los Angeles
oh my
basketball.
Gosh, what is that? I want to do that.
You should listen to this show. I think you would love
it the
most. I
dig it the most.
Exactly. So, Tomer Azarli, great, okay?
Great.
Last night.
Respected.
Okay. Now let's take him down a couple pegs.
That's on brand for Clipcast. That is on brand for Clipcast.
You bring him up, I knock him down.
That's right. It's
so
all a bit.
Last night at the press conference, Doc Rivers, who, as you know, we love, and he's so media savvy.
He's so great.
Tomer Azarli proposes this question to Doc and tells him, you're in the middle of only one back-to-back in 47 days. Now, it's funny because Tomer's math is completely wrong, and he forgot about the back-to-back day games, home versus Knickerbockers and home versus whoever. Regardless, he forgot about it back-to-back, so his math was completely wrong.
Okay.
So he asks Doc, with some wrong math, what's it like to be in the middle of a 1-in-47-game day back-to-back? Not anyway. Tomer Azarli, with his wrong math, asks Doc this question. Take a listen.
Doc, I don't know if you look at it this way, but you guys are in the midst of a stretch right now. You have 47 days with only one back-to-back. Is this kind of, even though PG's out?
I'm so proud of the studying you're doing. I mean, that is very impressive. What are you, do you go out? I mean, what are you doing at night? My gosh. Jeez. Our analytical guys didn't even come up with that. Wow.
And now, yes! You know what would be really great right
Classic
now?
Classic burn!
It would be really great right
Classic
now.
Classic burn.
Let's just do 5 straight minutes of giggling at Doc's rip on Tomer.
I am going to end the show with just all Doc Rivers audio because he's literally the best.
That's fun.
He is the best. Okay, so Tomer, you got the math wrong. Whatever. Who cares? Realistically, there are 3 back-to-backs in 37 days. We can do the math. Tomer said, actually, there's 2 back-to-backs in 47 days. He got it wrong. And I looked on the schedule because you know I'm Johnny Numbers.
You love him.
I'm a Kawhi Leonard Numbers nerd.
Oh, sorry. Do it again.
Kawhi Leonard Numbers nerd.
It's not getting better.
Kawhi Leonard Numbers nerd. And the longest stretch that we have is during, including All-Star break, we have a 1 back-to-back in 50 day stretch.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking forward to that because that means we only miss Kawhi Leonard for one game and then we get him as an All-Star starter. So there you go.
Okay. Do you think that as we go, we're in those final weeks of the season, do you know how many back-to-backs we have, like, say, in the last month of the season?
I don't, but I do know that we have 5 left on the season.
So do you think if, for example, we're 1 month away from the postseason and we have a back-to-back, do you think he would play one of them? Or is this just he'll never play a back-to-back?
Kawhi Leonard will never play back-to-back. Ever.
It's a great statement to the league. They should have less back-to-backs.
And
they should
I
have
think
none.
You
it's...
said on this show, I believe.
I did.
All the stars should have a star meeting, maybe at my house.
Oh, I didn't say that. This may be a
maybe
triple
Joe Prano.
Or Prano.
All the NBA stars should have a closed-door meeting or a text thread that says, guys, let's all not play back-to-backs and send a message to this league. And then the back-to-backs will stop because the back-to-backs have to stop.
They have to stop. I mean, I said this last cast, and I'll repeat
pre-season.
It.
Just get rid of preseason.
Well, but the thing is, at the point where you have major stars not making it through the postseason because of too many games and too many miles and all of that, the answer is stop making them play back-to-back.
Absolutely.
Like, Clippers Nation.
Oh, God.
Clipper Nation. You yourself, if you are an athletic person, have you ever gone on a 45-minute jog and then the next day gotten up and gone on a 45-minute jog? Like,
and
it's rough on your body.
And ended 45-minute jog running into Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just do this repetitive pounding on a body. And then at the end, so then what do we have? We have these situations over and over again where we're in the finals and everyone's yelling, yeah, but Kevin Durant was injured. Yeah, but Kyrie Irving was hurt. Like, we keep getting to the finals and saying, wow, we don't have our full roster.
People,
and of course, there's always going to be injuries. There's always going to be injuries.
Yes, and people want to put an asterisk on Kawhi Leonard's ring because it was versus a depleted Warriors. Well, look at the Warriors now, depleters.
But also, here's what we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Part of having a healthy roster at the end of the season is coaching. And unfortunately, one of the tools of coaching is DNP. Is do not play your players. And
coach's decision.
It came literally from Popovich, the smartest coach, you know, the Bill Belichick of the NBA,
sure.
who originally started sitting his older, more mature players.
Also, Popovich is the Gordon's fisherman. You can trust the Gordon's fisherman.
Also, I'm a mature fan. I sit myself during some of the games. I sit down and watch the game. I don't stand the whole time.
Last night, I didn't raise my voice because I was like, you know what? I am a orator. I am a vocalist. I have a Clippers podcast that I actually need to speak during.
Yeah, we also make our livings talking in front of cameras and microphones.
And I'll tell you what, Jerome, you SOB.
Oh.
I'm the voice of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Whoa.
Everything is, I believe, $9.99. I think that's the deal
at
the store.
Are you doing an integration for Bob's right now?
I just think that Jerome's best seat in the house is a hotbed of lies.
Oh, you're talking about Jerome's...
A hotbed of lies.
I thought you were talking about Jerome Robinson, and I was trying to figure out why you were rubbing your voiceover credits in Jerome Robinson's face as if he doesn't have enough to worry about. You're talking about Jerome's furniture.
I'm talking about you get quality furniture at a discount.
If you're going to do this, I want a piece of your commercial residuals. If you're going to do this...
All right, so look, earlier in the show, we talked about... Pardon my French... Landry Shamet.
Charnet.
Excuse me, Landry Charnet.
Landry Charnet.
He shot, I believe, 4 for 11 from three. We looked it up. That is 363, and that ain't bad.
No, 36% from three is not terrible. It's basically 1 for 3, give or take.
You're nervous about the Vivid Seat Studios right now.
Yeah, I'm nervous about them.
This ticket guy's going to, he can't give me a ticket when I'm sitting here.
I don't know if he can.
He can't.
He's getting the guy behind us.
He's getting the guy behind us because he's not sitting in the car. Should we throw a quarter at him?
You want me to put a quarter in the meter?
Should we throw it at him? Hey, by the way, while you go
through... Oh, that's a green one. Pull up to that.
Okay, all right. While we adjust our Vivid Seat Studios...
We're in the Vivid Seat Studios, people.
I would like to... Is this guy going to take it? That'd be so funny.
No, he's not. Get up there.
I would like to... Talk about our guest on the show. No, it's got every moment is so juicy and clipperfied. I would like to talk about our guest on the show.
Keeping this quarter you gave me.
Hal Rudnick, who is really just a podcast darling, a great comedy.
Friend of the show.
Pop culture savant and loves the sport of basketball, loves Los Angeles basketball. Hal Rudnick, follow him at Hal Rudnick. From Screen Junkies, always goes to Comic-Con, always a riot. UCB's own Hal Rudnick, for you non-comedy nerds. UCB is, what is it called? Upright Citizens Brigade.
That's correct.
Gave us Amy Poehler, among
others. Oh, yeah. And they have become...
The Groundlings.
They rival the Groundlings.
Second City.
I mean, they have eclipsed everyone else that is not the Groundlings in Los Angeles as far
Certainly,
as reputation.
Certainly, in L.A. and Second City
and all
Chicago.
The improv schools are great.
A lot of SNL people come out of UCB, and Hal Rudnick, UCB's own, on Clipcast coming up. So there you go.
Can't wait. We can do it right now?
That's a long interview. I don't want to lose you. Should we come back to you on the other end?
Yeah, come back to me on
the other end. All right. This is an interesting piece of audio, Hank, because we are literally watching the Clippers game together during this segment.
Fantastic.
I'm here with pop culture icon and basketball wizard, Hal Rudnick. Hal, tell me your favorite Clipper all time.
My favorite Clipper all time? Oh, that's a great question. There's some new guys that are pretty awesome, like Montrez and Patrick Beverley.
Do you know how to spell Montrez?
I'll try. You can treat this
right.
Like the script spelling bee.
Okay.
M-O-N-T-R-E-Z-L.
He got it, folks. Ding, 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 ding. The L, I believe, is silent.
Yes.
This is a...
You know why I love Montrezl Harrell?
Why?
Because he's
Montrezl
one of the biggest sneakerheads in the NBA.
Are you a sneakerhead?
I'm a little bit of a sneakerhead, not quite to the degree of Montrezl Harrell, who's second, in my opinion. He's the second foremost sneakerhead behind... PJ Tucker, of the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
Who is just, that guy, he's a great player too. He grinds. He's such a good heart and soul guy to have on a squad.
What is happening in the background is your boy Dellavedova is at the line.
My boy Dellavedova.
If he misses this second free throw, everybody gets chicken sandwiches.
Will they get Chick-fil-A or will they go to the deli?
Oh!
Ooh, looks like they're going to the deli.
Let me get capicola and parmesan. Provolone.
Yeah, let me get a half a pound of potato salad.
What kind of roll I want? I want an Italian. Ooh. What kind of question is that?
Yeah.
Can I get the oil and vinegar?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
All right, so Montrez is your favorite new school Clipper.
I love Montrez. Yeah, probably because of the sneaks especially and the way he plays.
He changes often. He changes sneakers at the half.
Yes, yes. I mean, a true sneakerhead. I think P.J. Tucker does the same thing.
The best thing the NBA did was lift that insane rule.
Oh, yeah. The uniform colors or whatever. Yeah,
horrible.
Yeah, forget that.
Let these guys' freak flags fly.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
Please ask me a question. I love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. What do you think about... I know Montrez and Jimmy Butler used to wear kind of like the Kung Fu style
headband. Yes,
and the league banned them.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think, and I apologize for using such bad language,
uh-oh,
but God sham it, I disagree with that. Usually I say gosh darn it, but yes. I am all worked up because God sham it.
Yes.
Let these guys wear the ninja style headbands. Because honestly, it wasn't popular until underground cool guys like Montrezl Harrell started doing it.
Right?
And then other guys started doing it.
Yeah, Jimmy
and then the
adopted
league
it.
Stepped in to ruin it.
Oh.
Guys were doing it. Now they're ruining it.
Yep. I thought the NFL was the no fun league.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
So your favorite NBA team is the Cleveland Cavaliers, is that true? Or you're just such a LeBron fan?
I'm such a LeBron fan.
I'm glad you're on the show because I wanted to talk to you. You know I love LeBron James. He's easily one of the top 12 best players of all time. Easily. Baker's dozen, top 13.
You know, I feel like, I think you can narrow it down a little bit there. I think you might be overshooting a little bit there, Chris.
All right, so let me ask you this. How many years was Kawhi Leonard in the stinky, stinky Eastern Conference?
1 year.
And what did Kawhi Leonard do in his 1 year in
the Eastern Conference?
He got the chip. Now, your boy LeBron spent 15 years in the East.
Yeah.
Got there 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Nine times.
To the finals.
He got there eight in a row.
Eight or nine. Oh.
Right? Eight in a row, and then he got that one fluky year that he got swept by somebody, by the Spurs, maybe. So he got swept early.
Yes.
I think by the Spurs, but not Kawhi Spurs, I believe.
He got there three or four times with Cleveland.
He got there four times with Miami, two for two.
Mm-hmm.
He got there four times in the second run with Cleveland, 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
And he got there one other time. So Kawhi Leonard gets there 1-for-1.
Four times with Cleveland or three times with Cleveland?
It was four in a row.
Was it?
It was four in a row, both teams. He got there eight times in a row.
Wow.
I know for a fact he's 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
And he got swept the first time he got there. I don't remember by who. But it wasn't, he got there once early with the Cavs.
Sure, but then I'll say it's a case-to-case basis because Kyle Lowry, the supporting cast
of Toronto,
Pascal Siakam
versus
Gasol.
Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade in their prime. Come on now.
But against a depleted Golden State team.
Oh, you and your depletion.
Yeah.
No, in your defense, your boy LeBron was on a lot of depleted teams. When he got to the finals with Cleveland, and that's arguably why he didn't win more.
Chris, I think we're burying the lead. It's 90s night here at Staples Center,
okay,
and Forrest Gump just ran across the court.
Was running. So you're kind of a pop culture savant.
Yes. You know what? I'm not going to deny that. I won't. Oh, the Clippers spirit are out there, dressed like boxers.
What 90s boxer movie could they possibly be parodying? Oh, it's LL's classic 90s anthem. Making
absolutely
the tears rain down like a monsoon.
Listen to the bass go boom.
Explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they didn't. They cut it anyway. So Hal.
Yeah, Chris.
It's 90s night. No one knows anything about the 90s.
Yeah, they
Clippers.
Weren't naming. 90s Clippers. Okay.
I believe Doc Rivers was a 90s Clipper. The Clippers, I believe, got to the first round of the playoffs, had to postpone a game because of the LA riots.
Wow.
Lost in five because back then the first round was five.
Wow.
Do you like Doc Rivers as the coach, or are you on the fire Doc Rivers insanity team?
Oh, not at all. Doc Rivers, I think, is like a mastermind.
Agreed.
Like, I think he's a great coach, and he just seems like such a level-headed, thoughtful guy.
He's
like
wonderful.
He seems like he doesn't get too high or too low.
Yes.
And but he's like he just believes in like you know hard work, and he seems like a great coach. I mean, he's got rings, and I was bummed that
he's got rings.
Oh, ring. Yeah. True. But I was really disappointed. Like, even though I'm not a Clippers fan, I'll tell you what. Being in Angelino, one of my great.
I see you at these games all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
Being in Angelino, not seeing Blake, Chris Paul, and DeAndre get farther, a big, big disappointment
absolutely.
In my Angelino career.
And then Jerry West swoops in like Chuck the Condor,
yeah.
Lands, shakes up the nest, if you will, scrambles the eggs, and look at how fast the rebuild was compared to the guys down the hall who spent about 7 years struggling rebuilding.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, they're doing great.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's, you know, it is.
Do you
think. The Battle of LA.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Do you think, and it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll actually finally see the hallway series?
Ooh.
It's so hard to pull off.
Chris, that's the first time I ever heard that term.
Hallway series.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You didn't coin that, did you?
Let's say I did.
Okay.
Just now, even though I didn't. I heard it. A while ago, but years later, I originated it, yes.
Oh, that's a great term.
Hallway series.
The Angels and Dodgers have the freeway series. You know what?
Yankees, Mets, subway series.
Subway series.
I don't know what Oakland A's San Francisco Giants was.
The Bay Bridge, series? The Bay series, the Battle of the Bay.
Earthquake series.
Oh, yeah.
Northern California smells.
But I think
like
it.
Old wine series.
I think it happens this year.
We'll see. We'll see. I personally don't think it will, but I would love it if it did. That being said, I'm a realist.
Yes.
I don't want Clippers away games for seven games. I want home games in all my series.
Right.
And we will not be true home court advantagers.
But you don't want to see that main event fight, is
it? I do. I do. Just not this year. I want to see it in like 2021 or 2029 or the year 3000. Just not this year.
Oh, I'm my fingers are crossed for it this year.
So you are kind of like a prince of podcasts.
I mean,
you've been on many Nerdist podcasts.
Nerdist, Screen Junkies, all sorts of stuff.
Do you have a podcast?
Actually, I've got.
Or are you in between podcasts?
I actually have podcasts on the way. Podcasts.
Okay, what should we look out for to listen to?
You know what? It's actually a little too soon.
Oh, is it for? Is it
podcast
for one of
coming soon? It's gonna just be me with a friend talking shit.
Okay.
So
great.
You know what? I will call you and ask you to plug it when it's. I will text you and ask you to.
I absolutely will.
Right now, it's not finalized.
Hush, hush.
Yeah.
Is the friend? Is it a famous friend?
I mean.
It is a famous friend. I can tell. You can tell by the look in your eyes and the way you're avoiding the question.
I'm not.
It's a famous friend.
I'm not saying he's an award-winning friend.
Oh, it's an award-winning famous friend.
Oh,
who's
also
wait.
Who's also played superheroes.
Oh my God, shammit, I am excited. I am excited. So you heard it here first, folks. Hal Rudnick, who loves basketball, who is not a Clipper fan, but he is a fan of Los Angeles and a fan of Los Angeles basketball. No, he's going to have a brand new podcast with an award-winning superhero famous friend, and I can't wait.
That last thing might not be accurate.
Whatever. You heard it here first. Hallway series. I coined it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hall yeah is what we'll say.
Actually, my friend that I'm here with, Gene.
From the legendary comedy duo Hal and Gene, who has Ivica Zubac, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, on her fantasy sports team. Gene,
yes.
Gene, who is the big winner for your fantasy sports team? Who's your best player?
Unfortunately, it's Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, K-A-T.
Yes, and my slide in the rankings completely coincides with his absence.
Oh, so. Got you. And but you, your only Clipper on your squad is Ivica Zubac.
Yes.
Do you get more points for rebounds? How does it work?
You get the same number.
So you just get 1 point per rebound, yes, and then 2 points per, you know, you get just points, points for points.
Montrezl Harrell with a monster jam.
Yeah, no, they get the same number of points, and I love both Trez and Zubac.
Sure, but you don't have Trez.
No, because he was taken.
He was taken. How do you pronounce Ivica Zubac?
I pronounce it Ivica Zubac.
Zubac.
Like Zubac. It's like TTZ at the end.
Like Autobots. Whatever.
Oh,
whatever.
Yes.
What do Autobots do? Autobots engage. What do they do? Autobots Avengers assemble.
Oh, Avengers assemble.
Autobots.
Autobots assemble.
No. Autobots don't assemble. Avengers assemble. Autobots transform.
Autobots roll out.
There it is. Autobots roll out. Ivica Zubac,
yes,
roll out. Well, listen, the legendary comedy duo, Hal and Gene, we're on the big show. We have Chuck the Condor, who, by the way, doesn't speak, so he's a horrible, horrible podcast guest. But thank you for coming on the show. Any parting words? Any Clippers predictions? How far will my Clippers get this year in the postseason, Gene?
Oh, your Clippers will get far. I think they're in it to win it for the Western Conference.
So they are the Western Conference champs, according to Gene.
According to me.
I love it.
It's not Lakers.
I love it.
I do know that.
I love it. All right.
Oh, let me
ask
you.
Gene just called Western Conference champion Clippers. How far are my Clippers getting in the postseason 2020?
Oh, they'll make it to the Western Conference Finals and get beaten by the Lakers.
In franchise history. By the way, I would be in hog heaven every moment of the Western Conference Finals, something I've never seen as a proud member of Clipper Nation.
What?
So, yes, you wanted to say one thing before I let you go, Hal.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to ask you a question. Is it true that if Chuck the Condor shits on your shoulder, it's good luck?
Oh, that's great. It was great because that segment literally was simultaneous to Kawhi Leonard's hot hands.
Amazing.
Yeah, so
he's got hot hands. He had a great game, 43 points.
How much did he shoot from three? He couldn't miss from three last night.
What did I say it was? I texted you, six of 10.
Out of 60%
from the three.
And most guys shoot 30%
and
change.
If you're in the 40s, you're blowing it out of the water.
You're blowing it out of the water.
60.
If you're hitting over half your threes, golly, if he could stay this hot, I might be right. Maybe I'm wrong with my 7-2 prediction.
Oh, for this
nine stretch
now
that
I
we're
said,
too deep in.
Now I said 5-4, and then I amended.
Well, I got mad at you, and I yelled at you.
You got so mad. You really yelled at
me. I was heated.
I amended to 6-3. Now, let me say this. I was right. We lost to Denver.
Yes.
I'm not glad about it. Well, I'm not glad about it.
You're kind of gloating, and you're tooting your own horn.
You know, the deciding factor in this next little stretch is going to be what happens when we go up against the Mavs.
All right, so on the
on
last
Tuesday, right? Because they are like, it seems like, they're a little schizophrenic. No disrespect to people who have mental issues, but they're a little like schizophrenic over who they are.
Yes, and no disrespect to you, mental issues that listen to the show, which is the majority of you.
Oh my God, we're all crazy. We're all crazy, idiotic basketball fans. We're weirdos.
So, look, last week on the show, we looked at the 9 games ahead, which now we are too deep into. I said 7-2. You were yelled at and amended your 5-4 to 6-3.
Which I stand by.
We are now too deep. So you got to continue right now and go 5-2. Is that correct?
Yeah, 5-2.
And I got to go 6-1. Jeez, it's not that difficult. Let me get Tomer to count to 10 for me. Anyway, so we got to go 6-1. So let's take a look at the next 7. Okay, so tomorrow night, home game versus Orlando. Obvious W.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Obvious W.
Yeah, we beat Orlando. Yeah.
Then at New Orleans, another obvious W on ABC, possibly Zion's first game back.
Oh, I like that. I'm excited that he's coming back. I was really worried when they said he might miss the entire season.
Yeah, dude, and it's a bummer, man. I wish he was healthy the whole time. I wish all these guys were healthy. How did he get injured? Preseason. Let's eliminate it.
It's a bit of a sweeping judgment, but okay, I'm here
Doc
for
hates it. And it would also help eliminate back-to-backs, eliminate preseason, eliminate back-to-backs. Okay, so at New Orleans, I like a W. So there's two of my Ws.
Uh-huh.
There's two of your Ws. Here we go. Back-to-back. At Dallas, at Atlanta. Okay, so Kawhi plays at Dallas. He sits at Atlanta. Hopefully, maybe Paul George shows up for that, but I like us at Atlanta.
Hope we don't lose them both.
Oh, you son of a gun. I still like us, by the way. I like us for all four of these
doing
games.
Doing this game by game does not in any way set up why I think we will go 6-3. I believe we'll go 6-3 because there are seven easy wins on this schedule that I think we should have on paper, but mm-hmm. we seem to just randomly drop a game against a subpar team.
I think it's possible.
Although, Memphis came in, terrible record versus us, beat us. John Morant is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun to watch play.
Is his name Ja Morant?
Yeah, beat us, mm-hmm. and now they're on a tear, and didn't they just unseat Houston? Coming into...
Yeah, they're in the eighth seed.
I mean, they've been incredible since they beat us.
They didn't unseat Houston, but they unseat whoever was... They're the eighth seed.
They've been amazing since they beat us.
Yeah.
But I think that we have a tendency to drop some games that it feels like we should win. All NBA teams do, P.S. Like, no one expected us to beat the Lakers twice, except for us, because we're smart. And the Lakers, because they're worried.
Sure.
So I think that's why I say 6-3, because I think we could go 7-2, but we're going to drop one we don't think we should drop.
Absolutely. Now, look, very realistically, folks, we could literally win 7 in a row. Hank is saying we're going to go 5-2 out of the next 7. I am saying we're going to go 6-1 out of the next 7. If I had to pick who we're going to lose to, I would sadly say it's either one of those back-to-backs, okay, and it would obviously be at Dallas or at Miami. I like us versus Elwood. I like us both of those games, home versus Orlando and at Orlando. I obviously like us at Atlanta and at New Orleans, okay? So, look. I hope we're both wrong. I hope we go 7-0.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Listen,
you know that Elwood's going to be out for blood because we are better in LA than they are because we have humiliated them now twice in a row. And here's my counter to something that I have not shut up about for months. When you say this team isn't fun, oh, last year, even when we were down,
that wasn't the question. The question was, are you having fun watching this team? Not as are they fun? And if you're
but a lot of people think last year's team was more fun and more fun to watch. Mm. And a lot of people say, well, last year, even when we were down, I never worried that we were going to lose. We were down versus the L word on Christmas, and we came back and won. Do you forget Christmas?
Well, you realize that probably the reason why people are saying that is because they didn't have any expectations of ever winning. So it was more fun to watch. And now they're expecting a win. And when it doesn't happen, it crushes them. And it's expectations.
I have a theory.
It's why a very dangerous way to live.
I have a theory why everyone's MeUndies are in a ruffle right now.
Why?
It's like an old sponsor from 4 years ago.
MeUndies.
I think why everyone's MeUndies are in a bunch is because this is the first time in 8 seasons that we have not had a better win-loss record at this point in the season than the L word. And I think it's rubbing people the wrong way.
It might be. I just don't track that team as much as I track our team.
But our team's fans are obsessed with the L word. And L word Nash
is obsessed with us.
Sure. That's true.
And
that's true.
Hal Rudnick, the great Hal Rudnick, had never heard the term hallway series, and he thought I came up with
you
it.
You never heard of that?
I know what it
is. Oh, it's so
delightful.
Good. Did you tell
scamp.
Him? Did you tell him? You...
I said I may not have created it, but I heard it and years later originated it.
I like it. So I will say this. I like our chances in these upcoming games. If we continue to shoot close to 40% from the three, which we did versus the Cavs, I like our rebounding right now. I think Zubats only has more and more to progress. That's why I wish people would stop talking about trading him, because I think his upside is major.
You say Zubats like Autobots and robots.
I also feel like...
I say Zubak like block.
Oh, you say Zubak? I don't say that.
I know, you say Zubats.
I also feel like it would be better if we were shooting better than 70% from the free throw line. Like we did versus the Cavs.
Sure.
But I like our trending. I like the way that we're going. And now let's all keep something in mind, people.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these first half of the season, how many of these 41 games have we had the entire roster healthy? One game?
Man, look at that beautiful falcon.
Two games?
Is that a hawk or a falcon?
I think it's a hawk.
Two games total. 41
so,
where we've had a
so,
healthy roster.
So this is important. It is important right now to get this team healthy in time for the postseason, because we now know
we got to be healthy.
When we're healthy, we can do this.
By 41 games from now. And,
yeah.
And ideally,
yeah,
far sooner than that.
Yeah.
Also, friends, we went on a 13-2 stretch.
Yes.
Followed by an 8-6 stretch. Were you happy and loving life during that 13-2 stretch?
Well, I was.
I know I was.
I was very happy.
I gotta be honest, I'm happy loving life in the 8-6 stretch.
I'm also just a happy person.
Yeah, and we got Kawhi Leonard going for 43, too shy of a career high.
Hey, when we go on a 4-game losing streak in the postseason, that's when you're gonna see me unhappy. And until then, I'm a happy guy.
I'm glad you brought that up, Hank. We, out of all the winning teams in the West, have only had a losing streak of 2, which is the lowest of everyone. Happen once. Only one time did we ever in half of a season lose more than one in a row. Ever!
Only one time did we have back-to-back losses.
Yes, and not in a back-to-back. Oh, actually, it was a back-to-back game.
Yeah.
I'll have you know.
So does it count?
No, it doesn't.
If
a tree falls in Brooklyn,
back-to-back loss happens on a back-to-back day game weekend, does it really happen? It wasn't that one, though.
It's the only time we've ever gone on a losing streak ever all season.
Yeah.
You take the number one team in the West. They played 4 winning basketball teams in a row. They lost 4 in a row. Guess who goes to the playoffs? Winning basketball teams. You lose 4 in a row in the playoffs, you're out of the playoffs. We have never lost 4 in a row. We have never lost 3 in a row. We have only lost 2 in a row once. Only one time, and we're the only Western Conference team that can say that.
Yeah.
So remember that when we are in an insufferable 8-6 stretch, which, P.S., we've won 4 out of 6. P.S., out of the next 7, we're going 6-1, according to Hank. We're going 5-2. We could very well go 7-0.
I'd love to eat my hat on this one.
I'd love to eat your hat on
You'd
this
love,
one.
You'd love me to eat your hat.
Yes.
You have a bunch of hats in your back seat.
I mean,
in the Vivid Seats
Studios.
Vivid
Seats Studios. Well, there's many seats, each more vivid than the next in the Vivid Seats Studios. All right, so, Hank, before I let you go, looking back at a great first half, does this Clipper team, at the end of the regular season run, have the Clipper franchise record for most wins in a regular season?
What's the record?
56,
yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah, we'll tie that record, I
now,
believe. But we'll probably beat it.
The real question is,
you think 60, I think 58.
Will we have the highest win percentage in regular season franchise history, which I believe happened in the strike-shortened season?
Oh, that I don't know, dude.
I know.
Come on. We got 5 road games coming up, Clippers faithful.
Faithful.
We play the Mavs at home.
One of them's in Los Angeles.
We play the Mavs at home tomorrow.
No, Magic.
Oh, Magic. We play the Magic at home, then we play the Pels, then we play the Mavs, then we play the Heat. Then we play the Magic again.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And then we're back home January 28th to play the Lakers. We'll talk to you before
away
then.
Away game. Away game.
Sure.
Where we really duke it out
and see once and for all who's the best team in Los Angeles.
We play them four times this season, so.
Yeah, hopefully only four times. I don't want to meet them in the
postseason. They need this win more than we do.
Sure.
They're desperate for this win because they don't want to take this to a fourth game.
They have a really difficult march. A really difficult march, the L word.
Is that when we play them the next time?
I just think they limp into the playoffs.
They're putting a lot of miles. April 4th. April 4th is the next time we play them, I think.
It ain't the years, it's the mileage, sweetheart.
I'll figure it out. Oh, here we go. March 8th. Oh, right in the middle of their difficult march is when we play them day game.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be like an ABC game, regardless.
12:30 is so dumb.
ABC gum already been chewed.
That's like a good one.
Some weird dad stuff.
Well, we are weird dads.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so, guys, if you've listened to this far in the show, then you are a fan of ClipCast, and we never will beg for money with our hat in our hands. We just won't. We'll never start a Patreon and patronize you and beg for your money. But what we will beg you for is please help us out. Follow us at LA Clipcast on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter. Follow us at LA Clipcast on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram, get on Instagram. But how you can really, really help us is subscribe and 5-star to this fabulous, longest-running Clippers podcast in podcast history. So please, please write a 5-star glowing review. We read all the reviews. We just got 3 positive reviews in a row. Even Big John Studd here, Burbank Hank, got a shout-out in the last review. Please 5-star us. Please subscribe. And please write a glowing review because we give this to you for free. It is our pleasure and privilege. I have been covering the media as long as Doc Rivers has been here, which makes me one of the oldest tenured members of Clippers media. And I'm going to say this, Hank, before I let you go. Some young buck, I don't even think he's a reporter. He looked like a real scumbag.
Oh, no.
In the war room, which is what I call that little gathering where the people write their little reports and stuff. We stash our bags and jackets. Some real scumbag called Doc Rivers an effing a-hole Doc Rivers.
Whoa, what are you talking about? When was this?
Last night after the press conference, he goes, effing a-hole Doc Rivers didn't answer my question. Now, the D.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this dirty D.
Why are you telling me this now, right after you did the call to order? Like I thought we were wrapping this thing up. Now you tell me people are being insulting to our sweet, sweet Doc Rivers?
You can never say unpredictable.
He called him an effing a-hole
didn't answer his question about New Balance sneakers? P.S. This guy who looks like he literally just fell off of a bus, okay? Because a lot of these reporters aren't real beat reporters, like actually working for a website or a newspaper. They just look like real pieces of
okay. Let's talk about the guy who did it.
Well, he looks
not
like
about our colleagues. It's not about them. It's about this guy. So
our colleagues. A lot of them are
great.
Did
you say anything to this guy?
I just sat there and said, I better get out of here before I start.
I don't think I would have been able to hold my tongue. I think I would have said, hey man, take it easy.
Broderick Turner, LA Times, the best. Been there as long, longer than I have. Diehard Laker fan, okay?
Okay.
Dan Wyke, the best. Now works for LA Times. Been there just as long as me, if not longer. Is impartial, okay? I've been there a long damn time, and I'm a crazy Clipper fan. The majority of these people, literally when I started, were teenagers. This guy who said this when I started was definitely a tweenager. He said, effing a-hole Doc, didn't answer my New Balance question. This kid never asked the question. It's very simple in the press conference. Raise your hand, you dumb idiot.
Well, then why did he say Doc didn't answer my question? He was just saying it to himself?
He was saying it out loud to some other Cub reporters trying to air his grievances. But you just raise your hand. And they literally let you ask a question, and Doc sees you raise your hand and will not get up
I don't understand, and I doubt our listeners do either. He asked Doc the question?
He never asked the question. And he's griping about Doc Rivers.
Not answering the question he didn't ask.
And he never asked a question.
Also, Doc Rivers is not sponsored by New Balance.
I know that.
Kawhi Leonard is.
And also, the press conference, Doc Rivers has usually a 10-minute press conference. That's a lot of time for you to ask your stupid sneaker question. Raise your hand and ask the question.
So did anybody call him out on it? Or did you just
I got out of there.
I don't like that.
Effing a-hole Doc Rivers.
Not appropriate
in the war room. In our beloved Ralph Lawler Media something war room.
P.S. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're talking about a coach, and there are many of them who like to be snarky, nasty to reporters as they ask their questions.
And also, get up and leave.
I mean,
get up and leave.
Yeah, also, yeah, and just leave. He doesn't do that. This is like the opposite of
the A. And
Doc
said last night and went, well, that would have been a great last question. You still got more questions? Okay, here we go. And he sat there and he asked more questions and he answered more questions.
Yeah.
So, Schmucko, you got your stupid shoe question? Oh, Doc, do you know how to tie shoes properly? My mommy only taught me Velcro. Like, still ask a dumb, stupid, payless question.
But don't disparage our coach.
Dare.
No.
The winner of ring, Doc Rivers.
The winner of
he has ring.
Multiple ring.
Yeah. And what do you have, a shoe question? I say put your shoe in your mouth and shove it.
Wow, I feel like you should get out on that.
Sound the shoe horn.
Squeak, squeak.
But is this sort of, with Kawhi sitting out some back-to-backs,
yeah.
Is this a stretch where you look at as the main one in the season to capitalize?
Now that you've brought it up, I guess, you know, listen, I don't know what the main stretch is, but I have looked to the point, we don't have a lot of practices, but we will have some. We will have a lot of shoot-arounds because there's no back-to-backs, and that will allow us to work on stuff. And now if we can get guys back, so we can all work on it. That would be great.
Doc.
We should end on that, but we're going to keep going.
Doc, over here. Only 11 turnovers for you guys. And
yeah.
How huge was that as far as being able to...
Yeah. Listen, we accept that we're going to be a little higher this year in turnovers. I don't accept it, but I just know it. But when you play at that pace... like 11's low. If we had 14 at that pace, I could have lived with it. You know, what we can't have is a high turnover game and a slow pace game. You know, that doesn't work, and we've had too many of those.
Doc, just your thoughts on Tristan coming over and giving Ty the bear hug before the game.
I thought he was going to break him. and I'm impressed. I knew Tristan was strong, but to pick Ty Lue up, you know... I'm going to stop there because I love Ty Lue.
Did Ty outline any nervousness because it's his first time?
No, he was actually really excited, you know. And I think Kevin Love said something about it yesterday, but I don't think people get it. But when you win a title with people, they become part of your blood, your bloodline. And so, you know, with Tristan and K-Love, Dellavedova, you know, he was really excited to see those guys. You know, that's something that will never be taken away from them, no matter where they're at. And it's really neat to see when they all came in, the way they received Ty. That was fun to watch. All right, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Coach, by the way, when are we going to see Paul George?
I'll let you know. I don't know the answer, so that's the best I can do. Right, ask Dennis.